products because they truly work. Go to their website, PatriotsRelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Election Day, Tuesday, August 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. We have a summer sale going on that you want to take advantage of. You want to go to MyPillow.com, click on the website there, put everything you want in the shopping cart. 50, 60, 70, 80% off of some items. If you spend more than $100, you'll get free shipping. Go to the website. I highly recommend getting a set of the MyPillow 2.0, the new pillows. Giza Dream Sheets, get a couple sets of those. A couple sets of the towels, some slippers. Put them in the shopping cart. Go to checkout. See how much it's going to cost. $500, $600, $800, $1,000, whatever it is. Then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. Hit apply and see how much you're going to save. We're going to sell out the inventory in the old warehouse, getting ready for the new state-of-the-art warehouse in middle of September. So the sale's on right now. Take advantage of it. Use the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. If you can't do it online, you want to call an 800 number with the TRUCKERRANDY promo code already put into the operator screen. Text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the information. We are going to have today an opportunity to make some changes in our representative government. It is going to be new people that we send to Lansing, new people we send to Washington. The process is very simple. You text me Sheboygan, you text me Emmett, you text me Antrim. I send you the list of candidates in a text message. Those are the people I recommend you vote for today in your respective counties. You then forward that text message on to 15, 20, 30, 40 of your friends. Ask them to do the same thing. Because the bottom line is, folks, if we get our people to turn out, we have until 8 p.m. tonight to do this. If we get our people to turn out, we could have major impact in these state house races, Congress, U.S. Senate, as well as county commissioners, county sheriffs, county clerks. The establishment are scared to death that the grassroots are going to turn out in mass. Why? Because we are passionate about our candidates. I've never seen this much volunteerism than I have for this primary. We have a couple of ladies here in Antrim County taking money out of their own pockets to put campaign materials together to knock on doors, to talk to people, and get them to put up yard signs for our campaign. A county sheriff, county commissioners. They've been all over the county doing this. Sherry Hogan, Abby Mandeville. Along with all the things that we've been doing through the campaign, they've been doing this on their own. Look at all the volunteers that Todd Smallenberg has. Tim Tarjeff putting out his signs at all the polling locations this early morning in Sheboygan. It's happening. It's happening right now as we speak. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is very simple, very simple. Send me the text message if you know anybody that lives in Sheboygan or Antrim or Emmett. You're listening to my voice right now. You don't live in those areas. Well, guess what? You know people who do. You don't live in those areas yourself, but you know people who do. All you have got to do, all you've got to do is get the text message, forward it to them, and say, hey, these are the candidates Trucker Randy's supporting. These are the candidates he thinks you should vote for. Please consider doing so and also share this information with others. People want to be told who to vote for today. They may not know who to vote for. If that's the case, provide a service to them. Let them know who's running and who they should be voting for. It's that simple. Now, this show's repeating every 3 hours today on the website as well as the TuneIn app. Podcasts are available. So all you have to do is forward them the information. They get it. They see it. And then you ask them to forward it to their friends. Make sure they get out to vote. A lot of people don't even know there's a primary election today. I can't believe that, but there are people that didn't even know that when we knocked on the doors this week. They saw the signs, but they thought those were for November. Well, that's not the case, folks. That's not the case. So we'll see exactly how this all shakes out, but you can be a part of it. You can play a role in who gets this information. Because one of the things you have to understand, the process is about turnout today. Today is the day. Today is the day to get the information out there. If you haven't done it yet, you need to do it. Now, we're going to reach out to one of the candidates right now, add him into the show, get his perspective on things. Let's give him a call, see if the headset's working, make sure everything is clear. We're going to add Todd Smallenberg into the show right now. See if we can make connection with him, get his perspective on his race and what he's asking people to do today as well. Todd, good morning, sir. Are you there?
I am, brother. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Perfect.
What is your perspective as we are basically here election day, something we've been working for a long time? It all comes down to turnout, I believe. What's your thoughts about this race today and what you would like people to do?
I agree 100% is turnout. I mean, if we get a great turnout, I believe that we beat them single-handedly. I mean, if we get a low turnout, you know, it's going to be a roll of the dice. So I'd like everyone to get out there and exercise their constitutional rights to vote.
One of the things I think is interesting, too, and I've been promoting this, asking people to text, message directly their friends, family, coworkers, people they go to church with, to let them know who the candidates are to support. I put together a list for Sheboygan County. I put one together for Emmett County. But I believe this is also happening in other counties there in the 106th House District. What are you hearing from the folks?
Same thing. You know, people have been asking. Lists have been put together. We've been doing the same thing, telling people to call, to text, to email their contact list, tell everyone to get out there and vote for the candidates that, you know, the counties all are favoring. But most importantly, it's just get out to vote. You know, I made a post that, you know, men and women died for our Constitution and our way of life, and the least we can do is go out and honor them and make sure we vote as our civic duty as citizens.
Well, one of the things I think that is interesting, too, is the establishment. Now, I've been told that people have seen your signs that work for Bergman's staff, and that they've actually tried to talk to these people and convince them not to support you, to take your sign down and to put up your opponent's sign. And people are telling them, excuse me, but, you know, get off my porch. I'm not interested in talking to you. Are you hearing these type of stories happening out there in other areas?
I'm missing signs all over the place, unfortunately. But as far as, you know, them coming up, I've heard a couple people have been approached, and they said thank you, but no thank you, and, you know, have a good day. But the case of, you know, banners and signs, you know, missing throughout the whole district is, I mean, you know, that's a lot of money. And I think it's childish and immature on either way, trying to convince that or, you know, taking people's signs.
Absolutely. Well, the thing of it is, signs are great. They were there. People have seen them. Now they're gone. But today's the day. And so I guess that's the question we have to ask people. You know, are you going to get out and vote? Are you going to send some text messages? Are you going to tell your friends? I guess it comes down to that, Todd, as we are ongoing right now. I'm hearing the turnout early this morning has been kind of slow. It was rainy and gray out here this morning, but it's starting to clear up now. What are you hearing over on your side of the state?
The same thing. I'm just really hoping that, you know, as the day goes on, it's, you know, woke up. It was rainy and overcast here as well. So hopefully, you know, by this afternoon, people are turning out and we get good turnout, because it's just, it's important for people to vote. What it comes down to, if you're going to sit up here and be upset about the direction of the country, if you're going to be sitting there and telling people that you're not happy, you know, and not going out and vote and doing something about it shows that, you know, you're insincere. Because, I mean, it's one thing to just complain, but you got to have action behind the complaint, or otherwise it doesn't mean anything. So, you know, I hope and pray that people go out and do their civic duty and vote.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out Todd's number if you'd like to talk to him, ask him some questions before you cast your vote. 928-785-6901. That's his direct cell phone. If you'd like that number, just text me, Todd. I'll take a screenshot, send it to you. You can give him a call, talk to him before 8 p.m. tonight and make your final decision. Get out the information, share it with your friends, your family, coworkers. Text them and let them know today's the day. We absolutely have to get out the vote, Todd.
Yeah, 100%, man. Give a shout-out to Mount Morenci crew. So, you know, Tim and Sherry and Mike and Kelly and John Studer, and Todd Britton and Travis, yes. All of them get their races won. And Neil.
Neil Frisky for the 107. Appreciate you, Todd. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, appreciate you, brother. Have a wonderful day.
Final segment of hour number two.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A lot of people are texting me for Sheboygan. I'm going to read the list to you. I'm texting this to you. You need to share this with everybody. I'm voting for U.S. Senate Sherry O'Donnell. U.S. Congress, I'm voting for Josh Saul today. If I lived in the districts for the 107th or the 106th, I would vote for 107th, Neil Friske. 106th, Todd Smallenberg. Sheboygan County Sheriff, John Studer. If you live in the city of Sheboygan's limits, in the actual city limits of Sheboygan, vote for Robert Heikkinen for County Commissioner. Sheboygan County Inverness Township Clerk, Dar Olson. Please share this information with everyone you know in Sheboygan. So if you'd like that text message sent to your phone, just text me Sheboygan. I'll send it to you. Tom in Cedarville just asked me for Mackinac County. Well, that's basically Neil Friske for state representative, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, and Josh Saul for Congress. Not a whole lot happening other than vote for the non-incumbents for county commissioner. The only one to keep is Michael Patrick. Keep him. If your current county commissioner is on the list today and there's a challenger, vote for the challengers. I don't know their names, but that's what you need to do. Now, I've got people texting me Sheboygan, and I'm not sure where you're at. Got you back, fixed my phone. Good. Greatly appreciate it. Tom says, yes, Mike Patrick is a great guy. He needs to be the new chairman of the board. If you live in his district, vote for him. If you live in other county commissioner districts, vote for the non-incumbents. Get rid of those people on the board of commissioners. Let's see. Jeff is saying over in Mentor Township, they will not let me have the password as it, they told me I can't be within 100 feet on the township property, which is public property. So I had to move to the street. They're trying to tell me I have to park on the neighbor's property now that I'm trespassing. So I'm in the road. Okay. First of all, you can be on township property. You have to be 100 feet from the threshold of the door. For them to tell you you can't be on the property is a bald-faced lie. Call the sheriff, call the county sheriff, and file a complaint against whoever it is that told you that. Is it township clerk? Is it an election worker? The deputy clerk who's running the elections? Whoever told you that is lying to you, Jeff. You can be on the township property 100 feet away from the door. Period. End of story. Contact your sheriff, have him over there, and file a complaint. Have them go in and talk to the people who told you that. They do not have the right to kick you off that township property. You are a taxpayer of the county, you have the right to be there. But you cannot be more than 100, you have to be more than 100 feet away from the door. It's that simple. Call the sheriff and file a report. Have him or her go in there and talk to them. They'll set them straight. Okay, why am I getting text messages about Supreme Court? Taylor, Alexandria Taylor, Mark Boonstra. Yes, those are the ones I'm voting for if they're on the ballot today. I don't believe they are. They have to go to state convention and be nominated to face the Democrat candidates in November. And again, it's nonpartisan. So who do you know really who the good guys are? Boonstra and Taylor are the ones I'm voting for. But again, I don't think they're on the ballot today. State convention is going to be in a couple weeks. That's where they'll get nominated to run in November. Could be wrong. I'll let you know on the show tomorrow. But I've gotten more and more people asking me about Supreme Court. Don't know if it's on the ballot for today or not. Got another one. Please tell people to vote no on the referendum for 2024. This is in Sheboygan. They're claiming that it's a zero mill increase. It's not just for Sheboygan County, but Presque Isle as well. Say no that the school millages go away instead of extending it for 20 years. School board members are telling me if they don't get the millage, it's going to cause major funding problems for the school districts. Well, maybe they need to cut back on their expenses. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. I know one thing, a lot of people are against voting for millages today. You got enough money, deal with it. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalber, electsmalenberg.com.